This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we discovered in 1 Corinthians 2 that some of what God prepared for those who love Him is forgiveness through Christ's sacrificial death on the cross. Something else God has prepared for those who love Him is the power of the Holy Spirit. Paul felt weak and fearful when he first entered sin-sick Corinth. He trembled in his boots. So rather than count on his own knowledge and oratorical skills, he drew upon the promise that Jesus Christ would be with him, and the Holy Spirit was within him to empower his message. Not surprisingly, God brought many to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 1:18, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved it is the power of God." Whatever your problem, God's power is greater and can overcome it. He can deliver you from whatever enslaves you. Paul experienced God's power in transforming his life from being a persecutor of Christians to one who proclaimed the message of Christ and Him crucified until his death. He declared to the church in Rome, "I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes." Romans 1:16. Besides power, the Holy Spirit provides a wisdom, different from the wisdom of the world. It's a wisdom that gives you the ability to see things from an eternal and divine perspective. To one who is not a believer, it is sheer foolishness. It won't make any sense to them. They can't understand it because it is spiritually discerned.